Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're looking at some of the most cost-effective ways to value engineer a new build and still comply with the increasingly stringent energy codes that are permeating the building code across North America. These building codes are local, that is to say, they can vary from one place to the next. When it comes to energy codes, there are two approaches that are most often used. Number one, the prescriptive method, and number two, based on a comprehensive energy model. Under the prescriptive method, the building department says that if you use this style of construction with specific insulation in the wall and in the attic cavity, continuous insulation on the outside and heat pumps having these specifications and these types of windows having no more than a prescribed percentage of window area, then you're going to comply with the code. Now, it should come as no surprise that this kind of paint-by-numbers approach is going to give you an energy-efficient building, but it's also going to cost you more or maybe a lot more than it needs to. The second method is using a comprehensive energy model. This is where you hire an energy consulting engineer who will create a thermal model for your building. It's going to be based on your local climate that will take into account the temperature averages throughout the year and determine how much heating is going to be required for the winter and how much cooling is going to be required in the summer. They're going to model every element of the building, the windows, the walls, the roof, the mechanical systems, and figure out how efficient your building is in aggregate. Now, these days, buildings are designed to be pretty tight. That's great from an energy perspective, but it also allows for toxins to accumulate within the home. The source of these toxins, well, there's many of them. It could be construction materials that might be curing for months or even years after construction's complete. It could be radon in the bedrock, which is seeping through the foundation and into the living space. It could be toxins from appliances like gas stoves or other heating appliances. So fresh air is an important element in a healthy building, but opening a window is not a terribly energy-efficient way to do it. So an energy recovery ventilator is considered the state-of-the-art at the moment. These ventilators put the exchanged air through a heat exchanger, which allows for partial equalization of the inside and the outside air. More sophisticated systems also adapt their runtime cycle based on humidity. For example, in very hot and humid locations, the air conditioning system expends a lot of energy removing humidity from the air. In those cases, you might want to slightly reduce the frequency and volume of air exchange to conserve energy. Now, depending on the jurisdiction, you might be able to get credit for the amount of energy contributed to the building through passive means like solar power generation. In Washington State, for example, where we have a project, there's a system of credits where you need to meet a certain minimum number of credits to comply with the state energy codes. The formula requires you to meet certain minimums for insulation, but then you get additional points above the minimums. In that system, you need a total of 6 credits to get the building permit approved. You can get energy credits for putting more insulation. You can get credits for a heat pump system, credits for energy recovery ventilator. Higher efficiency heat pumps also give you more credits. Triple glazed windows are better than double glazed windows and so on. There's numerous ways that you can get these energy credits. In the case of Washington State, you can get 3 credits for solar and 3 credits for an energy recovery ventilator attached to a heat pump. Now, you don't need continuous rigid styrofoam insulation on the building's exterior, although you could do that. And you also don't need to spend money on the most expensive heat pump at $9,000 per unit. Now, yes, a 19 SEER heat pump is going to be more efficient than a 12 SEER heat pump. It has a variable speed compressor and a variable speed fan motor and all kinds of smarts to make the system more efficient. But a 12 SEER heat pump is going to be a third of the price. It's going to be under $3,000. Now, we found that we could meet the solar requirements for one of our building designs with an additional investment of a few a few hundred thousand dollars. And that investment is partially offset by the 30% investment tax credit coming back to the owner under the Inflation Reduction Act. Then the ERVs also cost about $1,000, sometimes less, and many of them now come integrated as an option in the heat pump system. So there's no additional installation cost if the ERV is integrated in the heat pump. But in exchange for a few a few hundred thousand dollars in ERVs and solar panels, I can save about $6,000 per unit in heat pumps. And in some cases, apartments can be designed with ductless systems, which results in even greater savings. There's no sheet metal work to be done for the ducting. There's no added framing around the ductwork. It keeps the heating and the cooling system very simple. So in this instance, I was able to save about $1.5 million in HVAC costs in exchange for a few a few hundred thousand dollars in solar and ERVs. We also save a few a few hundred thousand dollars in continuous insulation on the building's exterior. But if this was left to the prescriptive method, we would need to be using more expensive equipment, and if it was left to just to the mechanical contractor, we would be spending more as well. If it was left to the mechanical engineer, we would also be spending more. It comes down to working with your energy consultant to determine the best overall energy design for the building as a whole, not just which model of air conditioning unit to install. Now, in some jurisdictions, they don't even give you credit for the solar panels. The thinking is they want you to design an energy-efficient building first and then add the solar after that. So it's always important to work with local experts. This means starting your design with the energy consultant first. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.